Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
That's what you get for helping.
Yeah, man. See, don't help people.
That's a good thing about hotels, man. You can go back down to that desk and get another key.
That's weird to me, though. Could you say this van shows up? These guys have the mask on. They have the machine guns. They surround the car. They aim the guns at you. How long are they there before they're like, eh, whatever. Let's just go.
It was about 3 or 4 minutes. I was just laying there trying to pretend like I was asleep. I don't know why I was doing that, but I did, and they left.
Damn.
Huh.
That's crazy.
Let that be a lesson to everyone. Just pretend you're asleep.
If you're split in a hotel room, though, you got to be careful. That happened to me in Scottsdale.
What?
Like, I left our group. I might have had a couple too-many daytime beverages. Went back to the hotel. I don't have my key on me, and I'm trying. And they're like, "Oh, we can't let you in." And I'm like, "It's got to be under this name or that name." And the guy's just like, "No, rah rah rah." So it's like 11:30, and I'm like, "All right, like I'm probably gonna fall asleep in your lobby." He's like, "We can't do that either." And I'm just like, "Dude, what do you want me to tell you?"
Right.
Like, we're staying up there. I could take you up to the room. And he's like, "No, no, no." And then,
so your buddies weren't up there at the time.
No.
Okay.
I will just say they were in a place, they were in an establishment that they're not big on you using phones in there.
I understand.
Okay. Right? I did not know this because I'm texting them like crazy. Like, please, somebody just walk back because it's Scottsdale.
Right.
Not that far. Somebody just walk back and let me in, right? You know that period where you're like, I've got to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then, so this goes on for like half an hour. He keeps waking me up. He's like, you can't sleep here. And I'm like, dude, this is where I'm staying. Like, I'm not lying to you. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know what else I could prove to you. Like, I was down here having coffee this morning, and luckily, one of the girls that was working at, like, the little coffee bar earlier in the day, like, came in for something, and she was like, oh, yeah, I did serve him this morning. He's definitely staying.
So then they let you.
And then they were like, what name is it under? And I said my buddy's name again, and they were like, all right, he is up there in room whatever. We'll let you in. Like, thanks.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Where did you get stuck, stranded, or lost? 206-803-ROCK.
You can't do that. Yeah, but I'm going to.
My thing is.
But I with Miles, I didn't, like, honestly, it didn't dawn on me that it'd be a big deal. It's just like, yeah, I lost my key. It's room whatever. Can you issue me another key? No.
No, mine was at the old Hard Rock Hotel.
Out of Vegas?
Well, I left the key in the room.
Right.
So when we did our thing, we came back. And first of all, I forgot that I left the key. So I go up the elevator, I walk a mile to the room.
That's the thing, dude. It's
right,
so
it's
I look at my wall and I'm like, God damn it, I left my key. I walk all the way back down to the front desk. They issue me a new key. No big deal. I walk all the way back up to the hotel room again. Key doesn't work.
What?
It just doesn't work. It's one of those, it's a card key. It's just not working. It's just every time it's a red light, I'm like, oh, God damn it. I walk all the way back down again. It doesn't work. Oh, let me try it again. Let me do another thing. So they scan it again, give me the key. I walked all the way back up there. It didn't work for a second time.
Are you kidding?
No. I'm just like, can you give me a key? It's like, this is a long ass walk, man. You got to walk all the way down by the Jar in Barbados, take a left, go all the way down the hallway, go up the steps.
Then make the right. Then get on the elevator.
Yeah. By the time I was done, I got 10,000 steps in.
It's a trek finding room in Vegas.
And my thing is, man, and granted, we get hammered when we are there, but the Hard Rock had that circle bar.
Yeah.
So my problem was, I think there were like four hallways you could take to get to the rooms, depending what tower you're in. And I never remembered what tower I was in. So when I would go down to the bar, in my mind, the hall I needed to go to is at my back. That's how. Well, as the night goes on, you start shifting around the bar, right? And then I'm like, I don't remember where I started. So the first two hallways I picked were the incorrect ones before I finally found the right one to make the mile trek to my room. And I was just so annoyed, well, and I'm so
that's
drunk.
That's what I did. Like,
and I'm ricocheting off the wall.
That's when I met Jesse James Dupree. I didn't really meet him.
But
I just got a slice of pizza to take up to the room. I start walking down, you know, down the hall, and I'm like...
But where did you eat your pizza?
Well, here's the thing. I'm like, I need to pee, and this is a long-ass hall. And, like, it hit me. Really, I mean, like,
yeah.
A few beers, and it hit me. I can't just leave the pizza outside of the bathroom and in the hallway. You know, like, there's no real place to set a slice of pizza in a Coke. Like, what am I going to do? Put it in some major hallway. So I took it in the bathroom with me. Now, I typically don't take food in the bathroom with me.
But weren't you at the urinal?
I went to the urinal, and there was a shelf above the urinals, you know? And so I start peeing. It's a long pee. And I'm looking at that pizza, and it's steaming and everything else. It smells real good. It's right at nose, face level. I'm like, hell with it. So I pick up the pizza, start eating it.
As you're peeing.
Dude stands beside me, man. He starts using the bathroom. He just gives me an eye, and I got a mouthful of pizza. Chewing it. I get the pizza on top with the Coke, and he just looks at me like... You're Jesse James Dupree from Jackal. He's like, yeah, I am. Yeah, I am, man. I
was
like,
you're a weird pizza.
Cool, man. Sorry, there's no place to put the pizza out there.
Couldn't you go back into the shop?
I'd already walked away from it. Like, I'd gone down and got a piece of pizza.
I know. I'm 150, just like, man, taking it in the bathroom.
But eating it while you're peeing, that's a power move.
It just had to be, it was just the one in the hallway. So I just went to the public
bathroom. Keep in mind, the same man that ate chicken while getting a mouth hug.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But eating pizza in a bathroom's worse.
Oh, I agree. That's definitely worse.
Yeah, eating chicken while she's performing, disrespectful.
Even in
because she didn't know.
Eating pizza while peeing, gross.
And you said there were crumbs in her hair.
Listen, even if I bring a coffee into work and I need to use the bathroom right away, there's a little shelf right beside our bathroom. I put the coffee with a lid on it on top of that shelf. I don't take even the coffee with a lid on it into the bathroom. So, like, typically I don't bring food into the bathroom for any reason.
Typically.
Anywhere.
But also you're eating pizza while peeing. Just saying. I believe you.
And not only that,
but
man,
also.
And not only that, man, it was one of those monster slices that was kind of like hanging over his favorite place.
God,
I mean, like, it was like dripping down toward the urinal. That's why I'm like looking at it, hanging like, I'll just bite off this corner end, you know?
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
All right, time for a little your guess is as good as mine. Do we get enough time to get a contestant in line there?
No.
Somebody showed up and then they immediately hung up, so I don't think
cool.
They wanted to
like that. No.
Thanks for nothing.
Jerks.
206-803-ROCK, I'll tell you the two categories. In the meantime, we'll see if we can wrangle someone there who wants to play the game. If not, we will play amongst ourselves. So, in honor of what was last week, National Chocolate Day.
Which day was National Chocolate Day?
That would be last Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
A poll of 1,000 Americans found 79% of us eat chocolate at least once a week. In general, on Halloween, it is a lot more than that. 59% of people say milk chocolate is their favorite. I'm a dark chocolate guy. White chocolate is third, by the way.
How often do you eat chocolate? They say like, average American once a week? I don't know that I do.
Like, man. Today on the candies, I had a little two-pack of Oreos.
Well, it's a little different now because we got some candy. The candy that was not stolen
was replenished.
Floating
yes.
around, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like if I eat chocolate during the week, it's almost always going to be a couple squares of dark.
All right.
But yeah, this weekend I went nuts eating milk chocolate pumpkins.
White chocolate is a distant third. I don't eat a lot of white chocolate, but I do. I'm like, you know what? This is all right.
That's good. Yeah.
It's not my favorite. I like dark, dark chocolate.
Yeah, well, Reese's had to cover some of their pumpkins in it, too.
Mm-hmm. In the white?
Yeah.
Why is that? Why are you mad?
Because I ate a lot of them.
Oh, that's what you're into.
My stomach was hurting so bad Sunday.
Yes.
Even our buddy Marshawn was like, you're really going to town on that candy.
So, Ranker.com looked at the 10 Halloween candies we opened first. And that is the key to this. The ones that you won first. So that's category number one. And then we have the best cities in America for winter vacation destinations. I'll throw you a bone on a couple of these if you're running low there on strikes. And I'll give you some states. But, Steve, do we have a contestant ready to play? Your guess is as good as mine.
We do, but Ted knows who it is.
James!
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola!
James, welcome to the program. Your guess is as good as mine. All right, the categories, the best cities for vacation destinations in the United States. And we have the top 10 Halloween candies that people open first. James, which category would you like?
Oh, let's go candy.
Candy it is. All right, James. You know the drill. That's 1,000 people. I said, what Halloween candy do you open first? And it's a myriad of different ones, but I'll tell you this. All but one contain chocolate.
Okay. All right.
So they're all in the world of chocolate. I guess that's part of National Chocolate Day, which was last week.
Good point.
James, what's your first guess?
Let's do Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Number one. Easy. I mean, just blows everyone else out of the water. Yep, that's your number one. Halloween candy that people open first.
What about Hershey's? Just original Hershey's.
The original Hershey bar is number 7 on the list of Halloween candies that people open first. James, you're 2 for 2.
Let's try the non-chocolate Skittles.
Skittles is not on the list.
Oh, Skittles.
That was always my first, man. If it wasn't the Snickers, it was Skittles.
Snickers. That's a huge one.
Yeah, let's do Snickers.
Snickers bar, number 5. So you're right with Hershey bar at 7, 5 is Snickers, and number 1 is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I feel like there's 2 more that, you know.
What, Milky Way, Three Musketeers,
exactly.
Kit Kat.
Yeah, as you pare down what Snickers is and just kind of simplify it, all 3 of those make it in there.
Yeah.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat, number 2. I do like a Kit Kat.
I don't know anyone who doesn't like a Kit Kat.
Well, Kit Kat also has the advantage of being like hanging out with Hershey's in a lot of those packs. Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure.
You guys ever deconstruct your Kit Kat?
What do you mean?
Eat the chocolate off the outside. And
when I was younger, I would give it a go.
Eat one layer at a time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's fine, but it's weird if I do that with my Three Musketeers.
I do that, too. I don't give a crap for that.
I just like nougat sometimes.
Okay, just nougat.
All right,
I'm nougat.
Just here for the nougat. All right, James, what are you thinking?
Twix.
Twix is number 3. Ooh, see, I would do Twix before a Kit Kat.
You ever have the peanut butter Twix?
Yes.
God damn, that is a man, oh man.
I mean, they're right, though. To me, Reese's, Kit Kat, and Twix in any order are the top 3 dogs.
Yeah.
Then there's like the caramel Twix.
I haven't had those yet.
Oh, man.
How about M&M's, dude?
Oh, yeah.
Eh.
I would say peanut M&M's.
I'd take Skittles over M&M's.
What's that, James?
M&M's.
M&M's number 4. Mm-hmm. So far, you've got the top 5 correct. Snickers, M&M's, Twix, Kit Kats, and peanut butter cups. Also, number 7, Hershey bar. There are 4 candies that people open first remaining on the list.
Now, do they differentiate between peanut M&M's and M&M's? Are they separate? Okay.
But on one of these in particular, Ted just might have gorged on these last night. And they are, in fact, on the list.
Oh, okay.
They're close to the other kind, but they're a different variety, you see.
The pretzel M&M's?
What is that, Num?
The pretzel M&M's?
It's not in the M&M world, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, M&M's are done.
Okay. Whoppers.
I love them, but no. Whoppers not on the list.
Yeah.
I always got pissed when those were in my bag.
Uh-huh.
Well, and every year, it's like, it's got to be good. I'll retry it.
I know. I did the same thing. I'm like, nope, still don't like it.
Okay, James, 2 strikes against you. There are 3 chocolate products left and 1 non-chocolate candy that cracks the top 10. Gummy bears are not included. Skittles are not included, or Nerds. None of those are involved.
Smarties.
Who in the world opens the Smarties first?
Not on
Miles,
the
are
left.
You suggesting it could be an offshoot of the Reese's?
Was that a third strike?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it is.
It's an offshoot of the Reese's.
So is it like Reese's like pumpkins?
Reese's pumpkin, butter pumpkin cups. That's exactly right. They're number 6 on the list. There are 3 candies remaining. 2 involved chocolate. 1 again does not.
One that was not on the chocolate from the YouTube. They said Starburst. I thought that was a good
number
good
10 on the list. Good call, Mike. Very good. Now we got 2 pieces of chocolate left.
Say 3 Musketeers.
3 Musketeers?
Really?
Not on the list.
How about the Milky Way?
Milky Way is number 8.
There we go.
All right. Which basically is a 3 Musketeers with caramel.
The caramel. Yeah. It's a Snickers without nuts. And then one
that's
more
Snickette.
I don't like the way you say that.
You know what?
That's a Snickers without nuts. Move
Snickers
along.
Snickers without nuts.
Nutless Snicker.
Or is a Snickers a 3 Musketeers, or a Milky Way that's just nuts? We didn't go Butterfinger.
Ooh, Butterfinger.
Damn. Good. You know what? I didn't. Butterfinger is overrated for me.
I like a good Butterfinger, just not on the list.
Well, if I find one, I'll give it to you.
I'm with you. I think they're overrated too. All right. What else are we missing here? Is it a big chocolate? We know.
It is a chocolate that pops up more often than not during Halloween.
What about a Crunch Bar?
Crunch Bar is it.
Like,
Crunch Bar.
Or the Crackle.
Yeah, baby. Love a Crunch.
So
the Crunch Bar, I feel like you could buy in the store. Again, yes. I just don't know that I see crackle bars correct. Out there hanging out.
It's I feel the same like one, if you want to find crackle, it's like either wait for Halloween or go to a movie theater. Yeah. For whatever reason, okay. like movie mm-hmm. theaters have like candies you wouldn't normally buy.
Yeah, like snow caps.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know about the crackle bar. Hang on.
The candies people open first. Number 10 is Starburst. Coming in 9th place, the Nestle Crunch Bar. Milky Way is 8. Hershey Bar is 7. Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins are 6. Snickers is 5. 4 M&M's. Twix 3. Kit Kats 2. And Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. That is the number one candy.
All right, Ted.
People open first.
You like them
Halloween.
Both. Which is better between the Reese's Cups and the Reese's Pumpkins?
You know what's... Look, I don't think there's a massive difference, but I guess I'll go Cups.
Right.
But I did last year. I was sitting with a group of people, and they were saying they prefer the pumpkins in the trees because there's no ridges on the outside.
Yep, I'm with them.
You don't like the ridges?
It's not that I don't like the ridges. It's just it's more texturally pleasing to be a pumpkin or a tree. I don't know why. The delivery is a lot smoother, and I like
okay.
it.
Okay.
Now, I will say, nostalgically, the Easter egg to me was the main one I remember.
Oh, Reese's. Yeah.
That was a different shape.
Mm-hmm.
Now they got, you know... Pumpkins, ghosts.
All right, how about this one real quick? Your favorite adult candy bar. I'm talking adult candy bar.
Oh, Theo's Dark Chocolate Almond and Sea Salt.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
I was just going to say a score
That's
bar.
That's pretty good, dude.
Damn.
So is your coffee one. I'll go with a score bar.
Yeah, I love a score.
Toffee is my jam.
What's the, I can't think of it. They're very fancy. They come in the gold wrap. They're just the big crunchy.
The gold chocolate thing?
Yes.
The something Ferrero Rocher. Rocher.
Yeah.
Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher, the little balls.
Yeah. Yep,
exactly.
I'll take it.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Send the men's room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious men's room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
What's the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Maria. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hola. Thanks for being here.
So I broke both my wrists because I breastfed my son.
Because you breastfed, what was he, 16 when you were doing this? How did you break both wrists?
No, he was 5 months old when the first one broke, 7 when the second one broke, and he was nursing so much, and I was pumping so much, I was an overproducer, that it took all my calcium stores.
Oh, so no. Are you kidding?
Ended up breaking.
Did they give you any kind of warning of that? Like, when your kid's born, you know, and they go through all the rigmarole and teach you this, did they ever mention, like, hey, by the way, if you're an overproducer, just know your calcium count's going to go way down?
No, I had no idea. So when I go into, like, the doctor, and they're like, oh, like, yeah, your wrist is broken. What have you been doing? And I was like, I'm just literally caring for my son, and he's literally in the carrier with me. And they're like, oh, are you breastfeeding? And I'm like, yes. And they say, how often does he feed? Are you pumping? All that stuff. And I go, yes, he feeds. I pump. I overproduce. I have, like, 1,000,000 ounces in the freezer. And they're like, oh, it's because you don't have enough calcium in your system now, because he is taking it all through your breast milk.
He's a calcium vampire.
Do they make you do Similac or something, you know, like anything else other than that method?
They gave me some calcium supplements, which were super hard to keep down, but it ended up clearing up when he was 1 year old, and we ended up breastfeeding until 19 months.
Do you have another child?
I do. I have another one.
And did you say there's no way you're getting on my breast?
Did this happen again to you?
Not yet, no, but I've been taking calcium supplements and just watching my calcium intake, and so far, so good.
How old is the kid now? How old?
The second one is 1 year. The first one is 4, and he's no longer breastfeeding.
Well, okay. I would hope not a 4, but wow, man.
Don't bend over and do
that. Your mom, we'll need that.
Hey, mom, break it out.
In a Red Robin. What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
Have you ever accidentally talked to a woman who's breastfeeding? I've done this. I did not realize she was breastfeeding because she was very covert about it, which I understand. I just did not know that that's what she was doing. She's just sitting by herself at the stable at a restaurant. I recognize her. I talked to her for like 2 minutes, and it's just a regular casual conversation, you know, weather, this, that kind of thing. Go back over to my wife. She's like, why were you talking to her? I'm like, oh, dude, that's so-and-so from blah, blah, blah. She's like, I know. I'm like, I just said hello. What's the problem? She's like, she was breastfeeding. I'm like, what? And then when I turn around and look, I'm like, oh, God, man. That explains, because just the look on this woman's face.
That explained her boob hanging out.
No, you
didn't
see
it. The whole reason I was talking to her.
But just you played it, I think playing it correctly, you just went over and talked. I've done the thing where I was talking to my friend and went, oh, you're breastfeeding. I'll come back.
No, I did not. Which kid?
I know.
Don't react that way.
I just, it explained the look on her face. I'm just like, it seems a little weird. Whatever.
What is the most ridiculous way that your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
It is awkward.
It is so weird. Because my wife's like, dude. I'm like, babe, I honestly did not know. She's like, you didn't notice? I said, I didn't. But she did seem a little, I don't know, less social than normal.
You did it with Taryn in the pump room.
Dude,
she was the only person that had a kid. She came on. This is what she's come on after us. You wanted something in that fridge.
In the freezer.
I heard you being like, why is this door locked? It's like, dude.
I did not know she was in there.
I know, but I'm like, let's think about it. There's only one pregnant person. She's about to start her shift. Like,
and I'm jiggling the door, and I'm like, what the F? Who the F locked the door?
To be fair, it has never been used as a nursing room, ever.
I know.
Like, that was literally the first time that room had ever been used for that.
But it did say that's what it's for.
It does.
But the one time it's locked, I don't think it's out of line to think maybe Taryn's in there pumping milk.
You're right. Did not cross my mind.
But it lasted, what, 9 months or long? No, it lasted years without that actually being the case, didn't it?
Yeah.
Correct.
I think it's always open.
So, like,
I was just shocked.
I don't blame the guy.
It was locked. And the thing is, it's the one place we have a freezer, right, instead of the fridge. On maybe like salmon from Castle or something. But there was something in the freezer specifically that I wanted for. Yeah, I'm. The hell's wrong with the door?
What is the most ridiculous way your body's been damaged? 206-803-ROCK.
My bad.
Right. It's like when you're pooping and somebody's like, with
the
stall.
The door?
Like, take another stall.
Hello, April. Welcome to the men's room.
Occupied.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. So this is not about me, but my husband. I think he's the most unlucky guy in history. So in 2005, he had a work accident. He works on tower cranes and construction elevators. And he got his first finger and his thumb cut off. And they were able to reattach the first finger, but not the thumb.
Oh.
So then,
did that add anything spicy to the bedroom? Was it weird, right? Just, you're making love to your husband, and you're used to, you know, his hands grabbing you. Like, Were you aware that there was one thumb difference?
It's kind of hard to hold a boob without a thumb.
Yeah. Because now you're just touching.
Well, amazing. He actually does everything quite amazing because he's right-handed and it was his right hand.
Ah.
So he actually does everything great. But
except for
even
chapsticks.
About 5 years later. Oh, yeah. He actually does chopsticks with his left hand now.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. He can do anything.
I can't do them with my dominant hand.
I know. So then about 5 years later, he had a little accident with a table saw and cut off a little bit of his pinky on the other
hand.
I mean, it's kind of a matching set then.
Yeah, so the joke is that some of his friends call him 8.5.
8.5, all right.
All right.
8 Mile. What is the most... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, and then, just in 2021... for a lack of better words, there was an unsavory person that was trying to steal his truck while he was working on the back of a job site, and he tried to intercept it and ran over his legs.
Of course.
And, yeah, and thank God. I mean, it could have been so much worse, but he has some...
It was bad enough.
Did they find the guy that stole his truck?
They would have to look for them if you would find them. Yeah.
I got you.
I follow.
Jesus. All right.
Mm-hmm. Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's great to be back here. See everybody here looking good. Now, today is National Nachos Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think first, I'm going to talk about the history of the nacho and this and that, but also there's a lot of different, to me, versions of nachos.
All right.
Right? You go to restaurants, that's one version. To me, if you go to a ballpark or a movie theater, that's kind of the nacho cheese. So those are almost like ballpark nachos, which, look, I have a spot in my heart for them. Sometimes I like crummy nacho cheese on my nachos.
I do not,
man. I know.
Depends. Just depends. Is it still hot?
Even if it's a key. I don't like it.
Do you like not like nacho cheese at all?
Not what people call nacho cheese. Now, like, if you gave me a nacho cheese flavored Dorito, outstanding.
You like it on a cheese wit, probably.
And cheese wit's okay, but I don't know. The nacho cheese in the ballpark, and not just this one, just across the country. I don't like the nacho cheese, man. It just tastes like chemicals to me.
Yeah, all right. I like that vat of cheese in there, cooking in there. So, like I'm saying, there's different types of nachos. You can elevate them. You can have kind of ballpark ones, whatever you want. The history of the nacho, basically... goes down down in Mexico, right? Across the border from Eagle Pass, Texas. A lady named Ingala Nacho Anyano. Basically, she created these in 1943 at a restaurant, the Victory Club, right? So a woman comes in with a group of military officers' wives, right?
Okay.
Their husbands are stationed, obviously, right across the border at Fort Duncan. They go over there. They want to eat at the Victory Club. The woman running it, right, this nacho lady, she can't find the cook, goes in the kitchen, finds the freshly fried pieces of corn tortilla.
All
right. Right? Cuts them into triangles, adds the shredded cheese, pickled jalapeno peppers.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to be spicy as hell. Quickly heated them, served them. After they had them, somebody asked what they was called. She said, well, I guess you can just call them Nacho Special. In Spanish, nacho is a common nickname for whatever her last name is.
Okay.
All right. So she basically is like, hey, try them. And then, as Miles was saying, like, the popularity, it spreads through Texas, southwestern United States. First appearance of nachos in English dates back to 1949. But the big one, really, in a modified version of the dish with cheese sauce and prepared tortilla chips, was marketed in 1976. The Texas Rangers bought baseball games.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Arlington Stadium in Arlington. Version became known as ballpark nachos. September 4th, 1978, Monday Night Football between the Colts and the Cowboys. Howard Cosell enjoys some nachos.
Okay, so that's like the first time on national TV someone sees someone eat a nacho.
And he likes the name so much that he made a point of mentioning the dish in his broadcast the following weeks. So it basically... And people got to understand, when Howard Cosell was doing Monday Night Football, that was the...
Right. He was the voice. That was it. Mm-hmm.
Now, Miles, you have made what you're calling stoner nachos.
Stoner nachos.
Tell us your... what was the process here?
You put down a layer of chips. You put down a layer of shredded cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You put more chips on top. Then another layer of shredded cheese. Then I added Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
And these are San Juan Salsa chips.
Excellent.
Some fresh guacamole.
Dip responsibly.
A little sour cream and some black olives on there, which I prefer.
Well, let's try them.
All right.
All right.
Steve, give it a shot.
Yeah, man.
I like that you layered the cheese. That is a key.
Key, man. Yeah. A lot of people, let me rephrase that. Not enough people do that.
Okay.
Well, and sometimes, too, when sharing nachos, the problem is all the good stuff's in the middle.
Right.
So everybody kind of dances around it and is afraid. And also, you have to check with people, Brad, because sometimes people order nachos and you don't realize they're just their meal. You thought they were for sharing.
Tell me what you think.
All right. You know what? I'm going to dig in the middle and get
it. Obviously, they'd be better hot, but they're good. It's a good flavor combo. I'm telling you, man, like some shredded pork on that bitch or something like that would be outstanding. It's basic. It's all the ingredients that you need.
Yeah.
Right? It's just simple. Oh, thank you.
Mm. Thanks, Uncle Mike.
And you did a good job of spreading the stuff out.
Yes. That is another key.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't think about it when I ate a big nacho that I was still doing the segment.
Yeah, well, yeah, that kind of happens.
Now, according to Yelp, I got excited, man.
And then I got a mouthful of food.
Yeah. Right.
Trying to talk over it.
They got to wait for me. I had to run over to the doctor's. I'm hungry.
I will say, though, Miles, you nailed the important... Ooh, the hot sauce. You nailed the important part.
Got to try with that.
First of all, double layer the cheese. There's a lot of restaurants, and I do get it because it's food costs and all that kind of thing. They don't necessarily layer the cheese. It's all on top. So you're right. By the time you get to the bottom, you're just eating kind of warm tortilla chips. But the places that put a little love and care, it's one of you never get a bad bite.
Yeah.
You almost never get a naked chip, and that I'm deeply appreciative of.
That's also great.
Well, I think, too, it also has to do with some of the restaurants and what kind of chips you're getting. Mm.
True.
Now, according to Yelp, these are the best nachos in the Seattle area.
Okay. All right?
We'll see how many you guys have been to. Foga Colcian Mexicana. That's on Capitol Hill. That was you ever been there?
Mm-mm.
It is delicious.
Yes, I have.
And if I remember correctly, I believe they make their tortillas and tortilla chips in-house.
I believe I know the guy that owns that place, or at least the guy that was a co-owner when it opened, and you vaguely know his wife.
Okay.
She was a bartender at Toy back in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course.
All right, so her husband.
Oh, no Edgar. Kidding.
Yeah, Edgar. I believe that's his place.
And he's got Viva Mexico in DuPont, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that makes the list, according to Yelp, is Red Star Taco Bell in Fremont.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Red Star is one of those weird, like, American taco places where I've had their Philly steak cheesesteak taco that's good. But also, their actual authentic tacos and nachos are very good, too.
Amazing.
Yeah, Red Star, I give 5 stars.
Red Star is a great place to go.
Yeah, 5 Red Stars. What they should call it.
And Miles will agree with me. At any given moment, you might run into Funk Love in there, too.
That's strong possibility.
I feel like I see him every time I'm in there. Taqueria Tequila. I believe that's down in Belltown. I know I used to go there.
Okay.
They're on the list for best nachos. La Cabrana.
Where is it?
Bitter Lake.
Not familiar with that area very well.
Is it Bitter Lake by us? Isn't that North Seattle?
It is North Seattle. It's basically on the other side of 5 from us. That's where the actual lake is.
So it's probably right there in Greenwood. La Cabana?
La Cabana. I might have to look for that because, yeah, we're close to that, wherever it is, if it's a Bitter Lake.
Now, this one on the list, I can stand for. I can attest to it. I've had them there. They're great. Matador.
Yeah,
now they say
I was cuss.
They say the Matador and Ballard, but all the Matadors are great.
They're fantastic.
Mm-hmm. You know what? You know who likes the Matador now? Old Officer Smith. They opened one in Charleston, South Carolina.
For real?
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
So wait, there's here in Seattle, and is there anywhere in between? Or is it just on the coast?
Well, they're in Seattle, right? There's one over on the east side, I still think. And then, yeah, he opened that one in Charleston. Then I want to say he opened one in Greenville.
Okay.
So, yeah. I don't really know. There might be one in Portland, but
yeah, Matador's solid.
And honestly, coming from somebody that can't eat too much spicy stuff, their jalapeno poppers are amazing.
They are. Yeah, they're dope.
Taco City Taqueria in Columbia City. I'll be honest with you, most places in Columbia City I like.
I was getting her to say the same thing.
Los Cancelones, that's in Chinatown. I don't know what to think of Chinatown for nachos.
Nachos, yeah.
Yeah, what do you got there?
Sorry,
Mike?
I'm going back to the Matador here. So, yeah, they're all over Seattle. They are in Boise. They're in Southeast Portland, Northwest Portland. And then they are in Charleston, Charlotte, and Greenville.
Yeah, man.
And nothing in between.
No.
Somebody bought into them from the East Coast. Said, we can make
somebody
money
probably
over here.
Flew out here and said, good God.
We all can over do Portland, this. All over Seattle, Redmond, Tacoma, Boise.
To their credit, Zach still goes down there and they have like the same kind of handcrafted bars and everything.
Yeah, that's another thing. The decor inside. And I'm not a big decor guy, but it's all custom made for the place.
Yeah,
you feel it, dude. I mean, you walk in, you're like, gee, it's not like a fancy restaurant. It's just cool.
I would say it's a little fancier than other Mexican places, sure. But I swear by the Matador. Like, just great. Let's see. According to Ever Out, some other places you might like. Freelard Tamales made a list.
Have not been there yet.
I don't think I have either.
Not familiar with it.
First they started with tamales, and then tacos, and now they're just kind of expanding.
Kind of branching out. Okay.
Have you been to Tio Babies?
No, baby. I have not been to Tio Babies.
That's in Fremont. Miles?
Tio Babies?
Yeah.
I know Pablo y Pablo has good nachos. I don't know where Tio Babies is.
I feel like we're just joking around now.
Oh, no.
Pablo y Pablo, Tio Babies. So, yes, there you go. The history of the nachos. Miles, do you want to try your weird little banana sandwiches?
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right. Head chef doesn't really know how to set this up because I'm not positive what it is. I know it's Japanese because there's no crust,
mm-hmm.
and the bread is very white.
Yes.
Then it looks like there's marshmallow fluff in here and banana.
Oh, look.
That's already chopped up.
I was singing the praises on the donuts the other day about liking a banana-filled donut.
Yeah.
And Kayla, our promotions director, she found this morning at a deli. I don't know where the hell she was.
I have no idea.
But either way.
Okay,
it's banana, and it's got to be good because it's exactly what I like. It's a dessert banana-type flavor, right?
All right, let's see.
Here we go.
It's just a banana sandwich.
I just went in for it first. That is absolutely delicious, so I could talk while you guys were eating.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, it's like fancy Cool Whip, super nice white bread with no crust.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, there's nanners in there, man.
Or bananas, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's almost like the bananas have melted a little bit, and there's some type of banana cream in there with the Cool Whip.
This is not bad.
Where did she get this?
I do not know. We're going to ask her tomorrow for sure.
All right, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. As the head chef, we might have to hire you. I enjoy your nachos, and then you came in with your own dessert.
Did you like the Chipotle Cholula hot sauce?
Yes.
That hot sauce is dynamite.
You know what? Put it on a chip. Before we go to break, chef's going to try some hot sauce.
Did you do it, man?
Yeah.
Drum roll, please.
Can he do it?
Yes, you can. Yeah, and you will love that.
There you go. Survey says he takes the chip.
Mmm.
Yeah.
That is good flavor, man.
I know.
And what is this?
I don't buy the regular anymore.
Not too spicy either.
I know. I don't buy the regular. I just buy this.
What is it?
It's Cholula Chipotle.
Just Chipotle. Yeah. That's it. All right.
That's their flavor.
So look, you got stuff on this weekend. You got sports on. You still got football. Let's take National Nacho Day into the weekend. Get your San Juan salsa.
Yeah.
Get some San Juan chips. And dip responsibly.
Thank you, Head Chef. Coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Room. Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hope you can join us there for Unwrapped and Acoustic Holiday Friday night, December 12th, Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. This is a hell of a lineup. Bryn Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown. If you know anything about those two, their acoustic set is absolutely incredible.
Yep.
Those guys are incredibly talented. Pretty Reckless included. Taylor Monson, she'll be doing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony along with Soundgarden.
Which is pretty freaking cool.
Daughtry will be there. Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and a lot more. Tickets on sale now, KISW.com. Tomorrow morning, Daily Miggs has another pair of tickets for you at about 9:10 a.m.
They are just givers, aren't they?
They are. And tickets are as low as $55, so get them now, KISW.com. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, Michela.
Hola.
John, sober or not sober?
I'm driving a semi. I'd say sober.
I hope so, John. Thank you for doing that. All right, our Men's Room poll. Free for life, you taking frozen burritos, hamburger helper, TV dinners, or canned soup?
Question. Does frozen pizzas count as a TV dinner?
No.
No.
Nope. They're frozen. They're their own animal, ma'am.
Yep.
Okay, then burritos.
Frozen burritos. Okay, John, I got to ask you. Are you driving an 18-wheeler?
Yes.
Do you have a mini kitchenette, like, in the back? Do you have a microwave? Do you have...
Oh, I'm driving to day cab.
Are you driving a day cab? Okay, gotcha.
Have you ever driven the long-distance haulers? And if so, do you have that stuff with coffee maker, microwave, anything like that?
Yes. Those ones are called studio sleepers. You can literally live out of the semi.
Is there like a place to boil water? Is there a hot pan? Is there a little stove in there? What do they got?
Yeah, basically everything runs off the truck batteries. So you can get a, what do they call it? An AC-DC adapter.
Okay.
So you can have like micro stoves in your truck.
I'll be damned. Air fryer, all that.
The truck stops are the best.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yep.
Dude, I follow a guy on Instagram that's a truck driver, and he just shows the meals he makes every day, and he has, like, one hot plate. And he just plugs it in and starts cooking.
All right.
Yep. It's just that easy.
Just that easy, ladies and gentlemen.
Hamburger helper. Anytime you want it.
Yep. Satellite TV.
Yeah, when
I have satellite TV, you said?
Yeah.
Damn.
You can have satellite TV on that truck.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, man.
Okay.
All right, John. Here's your question. In what city would you find Euro Disney?
Paris. France.
One and done.
Boom.
Nice job.
All right, before we let you go, let's see. Okay, 50-50 question. Belgium or Morocco? Which is America's oldest ally? Belgium or Morocco?
Belgium.
Morocco.
Yep.
Been our ally since 1777. Boy, haven't they come in handy. Ted, question for you.
Yeah.
So there's Euro Disney in Paris, which originally was called, it was not Euro Disney.
Was it called Disney Paris?
It may have just been called Disney Paris.
Le Disney. Euro.
Is the Chinese Disneyland still open? It was in Shanghai.
I'm not sure.
Because I know it opened there. Something went down. I don't remember. And I feel like they may have either axed it or they figured out whatever it is they had to figure out. But I'm just wondering, how many Disney properties are there then? Because there's L.A., there's Florida.
Because if you count the island.
Does that count? Well, it's a Disney property.
There's Tokyo.
Sure.
There's a Hong Kong Disney, a Tokyo Disney, Shanghai Disney.
Okay, it is still there.
What's wrong?
I didn't have to say it like that. Shanghai Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like I think a lot of the Tokyo stuff is all together. Then Hong Kong and Shanghai, I think, are different.
Yeah, I would think so. And then, yeah, the island is what, in the Caribbean?
Mm-hmm.
That is.
I think it might be in the Atlantic. Maybe it is in the Caribbean. I'm not sure.
I think it's Caribbean.
My kids have been there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they took the Disney cruise there.
Okay.
Big W is the game, 206-803-ROCK.
Big W!
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. How are you?
Hola.
Hola.
David, sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Okay. Welcome to Big Dummy. All right, David, free for life. Are you taking frozen burritos, hamburger helper, TV dinners, or canned soup?
Oh, man. You know, that guy got me to start thinking about pizza, but that's not one of the options. I will go with burritos.
Frozen burritos. All right.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man.
I mean, I think if we put frozen pizza on here, probably win.
Gonna win.
Oh, easy.
Oh, no doubt about it. All right, here is your question. What hormone is secreted by the pancreas that lowers blood glucose levels?
Oh, I know it. No, one second.
Some people have to inject it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been dealing with this for the past couple weeks.
Oh, really?
I'm diabetic. Why can't I remember?
You're diabetic?
Wait,
come
you're
on,
diabetic.
Man.
Come on, dude.
You are the target audience of this question.
Are you kidding me? One second.
You're a bad diabetic.
I don't
he probably is.
You seriously can't remember, man.
Why can't I think of it?
I don't know.
Can you tell me why I can't think of it?
It is important to you, my friend. Your pancreas, yeah, secretes insulin.
Mike, why are you dealing with insulin and diabetics?
Because I was dealing with breakthrough T1D for my auctions, which is fighting type 1 diabetes.
Oh.
Wonderful organization.
Yeah.
That was an odd way to announce to the world you had type 2.
Brother, how can you have diabetes and you couldn't figure out the insulin one? I mean, I don't know a lot about diabetes, but I do know the insulin is huge, right?
David, do you have type 1 or type 2?
Type 2.
Okay.
Now, what's the difference between type 1 and type 2?
Type 1, you're born with.
Yes. Type 2, you're...
Like your body doesn't produce it. You don't have a pancreas or something, or you're born with it. Type 2, it just, you don't make as good quality insulin or not enough of it to your health.
All right. So just so you know, my diabetic friend, insulin. It's insulin that you need. All right.
Yeah.
Your question, in what state would you find the Swimming Hall of Fame?
Swimming Hall of Fame.
Who hasn't been there?
What?
No, please continue.
Let's go with Virginia.
How about Michigan?
No, farther south for sure. You can swim year-round.
I'll say Florida.
Florida. It is, in fact, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The Swimming Hall of Fame.
Michigan has a really good swimming program, so I thought maybe Michigan.
That makes sense. Makes sense. All right, David. To make beer, what is barley made into? To make beer, what is barley made into?
To mash?
Malt.
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 Oh, malt.
Delicious malt.
You did a great job, Dave.
To make Whoppers and beer.
Yes. Barley is converted into. All right, your question. What is the name of Mel Gibson's character in the movie Braveheart?
William Wallace.
Okay.
His friends called him Billy Wallace, but whatever. You can be fancy like that if you want. Who do you think the first Billy was? All right, let's talk about William Wallace. That is his name. You read about, you know, William Penn, all these historical figures. It was William. There was, like, Billy the Kid, but he kind of had a different vibe, right? But I'm trying to, like, who's the first historical figure whose name was William but went by Billy? Is it Billy the Kid? It's not Billy Wallace.
I don't know because I feel like
it's not Billy McKinley. You had Bill, but Billy, right? Did you have Wild Bill? I'm just thinking, like, there's not a lot of, like, historical Billies.
I think Billie Jean King, probably.
Billie Jean King, yeah. In fact, Bill Clinton threw people off because they're like, wait, your name is William Clinton. He's like, but I go by Bill. And apparently, Jimmy Carter, I want to say Jimmy Carter was the first president we had that went by a nickname.
So Jimmy's not his name?
It's James. But he went by Jimmy. But you got to remember, at the time, this was scandalous. Like, hey, man, you're the president. You have to go by whatever your full name is. And he's like, but I go by Jimmy.
Yeah, there's no Jameses in Jordan.
Email the guys at themensroom at mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast WNEM Channel 5, serving Saginaw, Midland, and Flint, Michigan. Now, like local TV stations across the country, WNEM, they reminded viewers this past Saturday to turn back their clocks 1 hour for daylight savings time. And basically, they just posted the words, turn your clock back 1 hour tonight. Now, unfortunately, they misspelled the word clock.
Uh-oh.
Forgetting the letter L.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's a screenshot.
Turn it back, dude.
Dude, yeah. And so it's just up on the screen. It says, turn your
clock back.
Yeah, turn your clock back 1 hour tonight. But again, I forgot the letter L. So entertaining stuff. And I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah.
Are you looking at it?
No, just don't Google that. It just was all porn. Or I put it in Twitter. It was just all porn. I saw it. Oh, no.
Yep.
They're literally turning those things back on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Turn that back.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be that sign for this.
It's called a tuck.
Yeah.
Like a Daffy Duck cartoon.
It really is.
Turning the gun right back on.
Right? Woo. Oh, damn.
Kapow.
Don't shoot me with that thing.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man.
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.